You're listening to SBS News.
The children could not contain their joy as Ukrainians arrived at Sydney Airport to be greeted by their loved ones. The adults were also emotional. Arik Soroka united with his parents, sister, niece and nephew.
So happy and so relaxed now because I was waiting for my family for a whole week, and it was the most difficult week in my life because, you know, when war is going in your country, you don't know what will happen tomorrow. So I'm so happy, and I'm so grateful to Australian government. They provided visas so quickly, and for all support Australia is doing for Ukrainians. Thank you very much.
The Australian government has granted more than 3,000 visas to Ukrainians over the last fortnight. Whilst women and children are free to evacuate Ukraine, men of fighting age must stay behind, many of them heading to the front line. Russian forces have continued to encroach upon Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, once a bustling city with now more than half its population gone. But not everyone who had the option to leave did. At Melbourne Airport, some said family members were left behind.
My family stayed at home in Ukraine, in Kyiv, but I'm relieved to be in here, but I'm also worried for my relatives and my friends.
The Australian government has strongly condemned Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says the Australian government has already supported the delivery of lethal aid to Ukraine, imposed economic sanctions on Russia, and will be assisting in the humanitarian aid effort. The UN Refugee Agency says the number of people fleeing Ukraine has now surpassed 2.5 million. The vast majority have sought refuge in neighbouring Poland. For those who have travelled to Australia, many have had to overcome logistical issues to successfully arrive in the country. At Sydney Airport, Ola Liaskova has reunited with her mother, sister and baby niece.
I'm so excited. It was a very long trip for them. We had so many issues and problems, and it's actually the second time they were trying to fly here from Poland. But there are so many issues now for Ukrainians are facing back in Ukraine and Poland with documents. So we are super excited, and I'm so happy for my family to finally come here.
The Australian government has also granted an automatic 6-month extension for all Ukrainian nationals in Australia with visas due to expire by the 30th of June this year. Minister Hawke says visa applications from Ukrainians are being processed as a priority. But Ukrainians in Australia are worried about the heightening conflict back home. In Sydney, members of Australia's Ukrainian community have rallied at Martin's Place. They're calling for an end to the war and to again demand NATO declare a no-fly zone, hoping that those who stayed behind will be safe. At Sydney Airport, Miss Liaskova says the family reunion has been joyous, but she is thinking of those still trapped by the fighting.
We are crying for people who stay in Ukraine and can't escape even to any part of Europe that are under bombing. We are calling to society to help us, to save people there, to save kids everywhere in Ukraine.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.